Something about him, I don't know, you know, a lot has to do with personality. Sometimes you have a personality for a job that's not good or not suited for maybe everyday life. Like a Bill Belichick, his personality in everyday life just sucks. But maybe for football, it works on out. I didn't like Gettleman to begin with. Maybe that's not fair because you are judged on what you can get done. And if Gettleman would have got him to the playoffs, I'd be patting him on the back saying he's the best thing since sliced bread. But he didn't. And it's not his fault that Saquon Barkley got hurt. And he certainly has been pushed into Daniel Jones. I don't care what anybody says. That comes from higher up. So it's not all his fault at that point also, but I didn't think he was best for the job anyway.
Well, no, but I think at this point you got to see something. And I don't know if 6-10 is going to do it. I guess 7-9, but you just can't. You got to get out of this 4-12 crap. I mean, you've got one of the best young running backs in the game. You've got a very promising, despite what Arnie says, I think Daniel Jones is a very promising guy. He's got a hit on number four, whether it's traded away for a bunch of things that he hits on or keep number four and hit on it. Because at some point, and plus it's New York, you can't just keep going 4-12.
Would you rather have Stidham or Jones?
Jones. we don't know. That's a crazy question. What's Stidham thrown four passes in his career?
Look, you can't, Arnie. No, you can't go 4-12. But the Giants ownership group, they gave Gettleman a chance to make a new hire at head coach. He shouldn't be judged on 1 year of Joe Judge here. They also need to understand they had a bunch of money to spend in free agency, and they didn't spend it at the top end of the food chain there. They didn't throw money at all of their problems. The Giants ownership played the long game. Joe Judge has talked about playing the long game, getting younger, getting guys who buy in. This is not a one-year Band-Aid quick fix for the Giants where all of a sudden they throw money at problems and go 12-4. They are playing the long game, and they have committed to the long game, and now Dave Gettleman should be given the opportunity to see that through. If you didn't think that that was the right plan, then you needed to fire Gettleman along with his other guy, Pat Shurmur, at the end of the year. When you let him stick around to make a new hire and said, hey, We're not just gonna go spend $1 trillion this offseason. You were saying you have a plan, we're in on your plan, and you deserve to see that plan through.
Yeah, but you know what? You're right about that. You can't be judged, no pun intended, on 1 year when you hire a new coach. Maybe that was also forced upon him and said, this is who you're gonna hire. We really don't know the behind the scenes thing. But I will tell you this, when a story like this gets leaked out, who do you think leaked it out? Of course it came from either the owners or whoever. For the New York Giants, and the reason a story like this does get leaked out isn't so much what you've done on the field, even though that's a big part of it. It's also because you maybe just don't like the guy, and you know that you're going to end up getting rid of him at the end of the year. There's something there about his personality. That's why a story gets leaked out, because if you like the guy, you don't leak out that story. You continue and see what happens this year.
The thing, though, about Gettleman, I mean, I'll go back to what I was saying. You've got the running back. But what else do you have right now? There's just not much else there. The defense was atrocious last year. 23% of their salary cap is basically on two offensive linemen who have been ineffective. Jones is running for his life and fumbling the ball because he's constantly under duress. The thing about waiting it out with Gettleman maybe a couple more years is the fact that this team doesn't seem that close to being a 500 club right now.
Also, too, how much does the coronavirus pandemic play into everything? You have a first-year head coach, and now what are we going to get? No offseason, minimal offseason, training camp, but no preseason game. We don't know where this is going to go. Do we start the season on time, or is it delayed? I almost feel like, barring them going 4-12 again, almost everything you do this year can get thrown out the door at some point for a first-year head coach. Because Colin gave the stat, 7 first-year head coaches last year, and only one of them went 500 or better.
Right.
It's not, when you take over a team, you're not generally built for success right away. Judge was never preparing for just this year. So with all this getting shoved in his face about the coronavirus, if they do go out and go 5-11, I would consider that a minor miracle at this point.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason why. Maybe they want that to get out. Maybe it's more, like I said, than just on the football field. There's a lot of excuses. You could say the coronavirus. You could say we weren't prepared for the draft because of that. I mean, there's a lot of excuses. You could say, hey, we couldn't go ahead and really get the free agents we wanted because maybe people didn't want to come to New York or stuff like that, whatever the reason is. But Brady, I get the feeling they just want him gone. They don't want him. They're saying, you know what, we made the mistake. And if they felt like that, I'll agree with you. They probably should have gotten rid of him before this year.
You talk about his personality, Arnie. Why are you flip-flopping on this? Because I've actually been the one who said that I didn't like his personality.
You said you didn't like him not being able to sit down with the players individually, right?
Is that what it was? Yeah. I don't like that his top-end players, and Landon Collins at the time was one of them, his top-end players have said that he doesn't communicate with them. I've said all along I didn't like his management style, and now you're the one flip-flopping and say, before you were like, oh, it's perfectly okay. He signs their paychecks, and that's all he needs to do. Why now is his personality grating on you?
No. I still don't think he should have to sit down with everybody. I'm actually on his side, and I was on his side with the Saquon Barkley injury, saying that wasn't his fault. And the way he treated the Eli Manning thing, I don't think came from him either. There's a lot of things I agree with him. I just didn't think he was the right hire when he came along. I'm like, no, this didn't get me excited. This is not a guy that I feel is going to turn around the team. Whether I was right or wrong for whatever reasons, it turned out to be right. It had nothing to do. I mean, there's some things I am on his side. I'm not 100% against him. I just didn't think it was a good hire to begin with.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're going to be going 4-12 as a GM, even as a coach every single year, you better have the personality to sweet talk your way out of this mess. And I've never felt like Gettleman, in front of the press at least, has ever felt like, oh, well, I'm on the hot seat, so I better be nicer to these people. He doesn't seem introspective to me. He doesn't seem like a guy who says, all right, what's my responsibility? How am I at fault for this, and how can I fix it? That just doesn't seem to be him.
Arnie, you talk about GMs not getting you excited.
Yeah.
Outside of Theo Epstein and Jerry West, what real GMs that ever get hired excite anybody?
Well, I guess ones that make me win.
very rarely does anybody come in with that kind of pedigree. We know who Theo Epstein is. That would excite me as a fan. And Jerry West would excite me as a fan. Now, maybe not as much now because of his age, but you know, back in the day, Jerry West would have excited me. I would say that if there's an average of 30 teams in all the professional sports, 120 GMs, how many of them get me excited? Six?
No, you're right about that, but some, at least you know, some people are totally against, like, take someone like Lynch for San Francisco. A lot of controversy. This guy's never been a GM, but he's a former player. But he doesn't know how to deal with, signing players. Oh, but he knows the game. And it turned out pretty good for San Francisco, but there was a lot of controversy. Some people very excited in a first-time guy like that. Some people thought it was ridiculous. I guess it's a case-by-case basis. Yeah, you're right, though. For the most part, you don't get too excited over a GM or not.